A growing number of young Jewish Israelis are refusing to serve in the occupation army. Some of those who have served are willing to risk national vilification to reveal what they've witnessed during Israeli attacks and invasions into Palestinian towns and villages. Joining me now is the playwright Richard Morris, whose latest work includes testimonies from former Israeli Defence Force soldiers. Welcome to Remember Palestine, Richard. You have spent a good period in the last 2 years going through all of the breaking the silence testimonies from formerly serving Israeli soldiers. Can you give us a flavour of the change that the soldiers went through that brought them out, as it were?
Yeah, well, the first thing, I congratulate them for their bravery. I mean, it's an extraordinary thing to do in a militaristic society. But what has been, it permeates my life now, because the more you read, the more you go through them. As I said, I'm trying to turn it into something that could be presented on a stage. But there's 414 pages and there's hundreds of soldiers. So I've picked out 30. And I, even now, I mean, I read some before I came here today, and I'm still shocked at the depravity and the disorganisation of the Israeli army. The commanding officers so often sort of wink at anything that's really bad, and a young soldier will say, we shouldn't be doing this. I mean, an example of that is there's a man on a rooftop, and the news comes through that he's unarmed, and the commanding officer says, oh, but he's a spy, and the soldier says, well, how do you know? He says, I don't. Shoot him. And the soldier says, but he's unarmed. He says, I don't care, shoot him. And he knows it's wrong, the soldier, but he does it. And time and again, these young soldiers come through, I presume they're nearly all young, because it's a conscript army in a way, is that they seem to be saying, I can't do anything about this. This is shocking. I mean, there's one terrifying scene where a mother won't come out of the house, and they put what they call a fox, which is an explosive, next to the door. She opens the door and is blown up. And she smeared, literally, her body against the wall, and her children are crying and everything. And the soldiers go back to base, and they find it funny. They discuss it as an amusing incident in, the, in their day's work.
Utterly dehumanising.
It's dehumanising the soldiers as well.
Richard, we're going to come back to you in a second, because some of the former soldiers have been posting their testimonies on YouTube so everyone can see them. Let's have a look at an extract, at the extract of the kind of thing they say.
Kama kibush u... יוצר את השנאה הזאת בעצם הדברים הקטנים שקורים באוכלוסייה, שחיילים באים, נכנסים לבית, עושים חלק מהדברים במהלך החיפוש בבית בצורה קצת מוחצנת, אם לוקחים אנשים בניגוד לרצונם כדי שיכנסו לבתים שבקו האש. כל הדברים האלה יוצרים פשוט שנאה מחדש.
ואז הם מוצאים מהבית ילד בן 15.
Now, I watched the longer clip of that earlier, Richard, and what came across to me is that these young soldiers have to go through deprogramming almost. So they are told one set of truths from Israeli media, perhaps, or their commanding officers, and then when they go into the towns and villages, they see people behaving differently.
Yes.
Tell me, is that the sort of thing that comes through the report?
Very much so. I mean, the settlers especially are a menace. The settlers have no respect for the soldiers whatsoever. There's a whole section where they discuss this aspect of the war. And the settlers just say to a commanding officer, anyone, you can't tell me what to do. And they go in and they hit young kids. They hit people, they beat them. I mean, there's one example of a 70-year-old man is tied up and left in a shop. And the soldier says, I know he hasn't done anything wrong, but we don't know what to do with him.
So is that a Palestinian man?
Yeah, a Palestinian man. And they leave him in there for 4 hours. As I say, you could go on incident after incident, but some are particularly shocking, where even the soldier admits, he said, when we go into houses and we start to smash it up, there's no reason why for them to smash the house up, but they do. And they say the girls are peeing themselves. The little girls in the house are peeing themselves. And there's another shocking example of a young, of a soldier being told he can, they can shoot these stone throwers, the young kid stone throwers, the knees. They can't shoot above the knees, but of course they make mistakes, as they keep saying. And then the officer might get fined, whoever shoots them, 100 shekels. So 100 shekels for the price of a dead 15-year-old. I mean, it's so inhuman that it's hard to believe. And the more I read them, the more I think it really should be out there in the mass media.
And you said they say that there are hundreds of testimonies now out there.
There's on the site, yeah, there's more than 100 on the Breaking the Silence site themselves. On my blog, I've chosen to have 30 soldiers.
Okay, we're running out of time. What's the name of your blog?
It's called Breaking the Israeli-Palestinian Silence.
Okay, yeah. Richard.
Walls of Despair.
Thanks very much, okay. Breaking the Silence. Okay, that's all we have time for this week.